Welcome, welcome back to the Just Got Laid podcast with your host, me, Lakes.
And Laity.
How's it going, Laity?
I mean, you know, it's sunny outside. It's good. It's good.
It's a good day.
Yeah, it's a good day. Even when it's raining, it's a good day, but it's sunny outside, so it's good.
Of course, of course. So today we have a bit of an interesting, I want to say, panel talk.
Yeah.
With a few of our network members. You want to introduce those people?
Yeah, let's see. We got the beautiful K over here.
Yes,
we got the beautiful K.
Back again.
Hey, yes, back again, back again. Mm-hmm. All right, and we enjoyed you. We loved having you guys our first female guest. And well, speaking of first, you know, even though she's wonderful and beautiful, I don't want to skip over her. Y'all know K, she's an Aquarius. But to the right of me is C.L. Butler.
Cheville more black.
Now, C.L. Butler is from Relationship Status Podcast, and one of my favorite podcasts. I think, Lakes, you listen to it too. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we didn't quite introduce C.L.
Mm-hmm.
is because y'all got to go listen to that.
Yeah,
and
get see, your own.
And get your own. Yeah. Form your own opinion of CL.
Well, iffy.
Yeah, but he's super dope, super intellectual. He's been in the podcasting game for years. He's centuries. A heavyweight champ. So, you know, don't play with him.
Okay.
All right. So
I'm not one of them.
You're not one of them.
Not one of them.
That's what my nephew told me. He's not one of them.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
I mean, you're not one of them. You know,
no.
You're a heavyweight champ out here. Yeah. So hey, we don't know your sign though.
My sign is Leo. That's what I've been told. And it is a water sign?
It's a fire sign.
It's a fire sign. You know what about you?
It's a combination.
No.
It's a fire sign. I thought I was right.
Okay. And to the left of me is a returning one of y'all favorites that we hear all the time. He's back.
Get laid out.
Yeah, at the
oh please.
Yoshi.
You know that did not happen.
It's Yoshi. Yes, you did. It's Yoshi, y'all. And y'all wanted him, so he's back. There
I
you
love
go.
That. They said they laid you out.
They did not. Go back and listen.
Hey, bought that fire. Lakes, he came to get laid and he got
laid out.
There you go.
I bought that.
Our fans beg to differ.
Now what I will take issue with.
What?
Not issue.
And let me tell you what I took issue with.
Here we go.
I listened to your last episode that Kay was on. And every single episode that y'all have had a guest on, you have told them that they just got laid.
Yeah, well, it's a reason for that.
And y'all did not say. And so basically, is that misogynistic? Like, what
no.
is that?
I mean, I think that we're all heterosexual women in here.
Feminism?
Like, and
what is the word for that?
We didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
Right.
And we had, to be honest with you, we kind of treated her like a co-host. We didn't treat her like a
guest.
That's
how it felt. Because I'm special.
And even when Lakes introduced her, she said she's back as a co-host.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's why we didn't say got laid.
Oh, yeah. So
you were a guest, sir.
I get it now. I get it now.
So you're a guest.
So I am of lower value.
Yeah.
Okay. No. You came to get laid.
I said you did.
Don't do that.
You came to get laid. She came to, you know,
catch up with friends.
Yeah, catch up with friends and possibly, you know, help us lay you out today.
Ooh. So, round two? Okay.
Oh.
I'm not even going to do it. I am not going to do it.
Because he lost the first one.
No. I'm not going to do it because CL looked at me when I was about to say something. CL knew I was going.
Shouts out to my girlfriend. I'm not getting laid.
I'm not doing anything.
Ma'am.
L-A-Y.
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 No.
Apostrophe D.
What is so funny?
I'm not doing nothing.
I'm going to tell you what's so funny. Me and CL been podcasting so long. He knew where I was about to go.
He just
looked at me like, please don't.
Yeah.
Like, let's not. Like,
no, ma'am, we respect relationships around here.
Yeah.
We don't do that. And he strictly came in here, sat down, and just wanted to get straight to podcasting. I will vouch for him. Don't call me, though. I'm not going to. I'm just vouching for him right now.
Right. Moving along.
Thank you.
All right. So that since he brought up relationships, that brings us into the topic of today.
Yeah.
You know, Lakes, tell them about the topic.
Yeah, so the panel discussion is a age-old topic that, you know, we hear about a lot.
Hit them with it hard.
Which is, drum roll, please.
Oh. Okay, here we go.
Why do they cheat?
I don't know why women cheat.
Oh, okay.
Why do they cheat?
It was not a women versus
very non-binary term.
Very. Very.
Oh, we non-binary?
Is there an answer for
that's
that?
That's what I'm saying. We non-binary now.
Okay.
Yeah, so who wants to start? Maybe we should start with CO.
I can start us. First of all, I think we should say how we feel about cheating.
Okay, let's do that.
I am anti-cheating. Okay. As well as bullying.
Amen.
All right.
I am. I'm anti. Cheating isn't correct. Isn't right. Okay. How do you feel about cheating?
How do I feel about cheating? I believe that there are a plethora of reasons why people choose to step outside their relationship. I don't think that. I don't believe in cheating myself. But I do think that it happens.
Okay.
I don't think cheating is necessary. I feel like if you want to do other things, then don't put yourself in a situation to where you are, I guess, accountable to someone else's feelings. Or, you know, don't get in a relationship. If you want to do other things, mm-hmm. stay single. Simple.
Okay.
Yosh.
I think beating a dead horse if I continue. So I'm going to go someplace else. I think that people cheat when they are missing something, like whether it's emotional, physical, it could be something as simple as conversation within your relationship, and that can spark having a conversation with someone else, and that person may fill that void, and then it grows into something. So I think it's always something that they feel is missing, not right to go find it someplace else.
Right.
Because usually these people, well, I wouldn't say usually, because I think sometimes these people communicate and then their mate, there's two different types, I think, in this situation. The ones that don't communicate and they just go do. Mm-hmm. And then there's those that communicate and their significant other did not
fulfill
mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. they came to them with. And so then they go and do because they feel like they're not getting it after they have communicated. Both are wrong. Mm-hmm. Neither is right.
So are you for or against them?
Am I for or against? Confused, yeah. What do you mean? That was a question. Am I for it or against it?
How did you feel about question. It?
Yeah.
But he wants to know. So tell him.
I can neither.
I just didn't know from the answer.
He said I can neither be for or against.
It. Yeah. I mean, okay. I think it's determining upon the situation. No, I'm kidding. I'm against it at this point in my life.
Good answer.
Ooh, we're going to get to the really other
not
part.
A good
that is the
point. It is.
Okay. At this point in my life, I am against it.
Okay.
There was a point when that was not
was
the case.
Was for it, yeah.
Okay.
I think people fiend for what they don't need. And so when you've been in a relationship long enough, sometimes people, instead of pouring into themselves and trying to find what the lack there is, they go out and seek it outwards and they create this thrill with cheating. And it's a... It goes into that whole category of feeding what you don't need. Like you keep thinking that you need this, validation, this attention, or whatever you're getting from this other person. But really, if you poured that into yourself, would you have sought it outwards? And that's why I just don't agree with cheating.
Okay. Well, I have a better question for everyone. What is cheating? What do you constitute as cheating? Because some people think it's just one thing, but...
I think cheating is anything your partner is not okay with. Like anything you are not okay with doing in front of your partner telling your partner about is cheating. Like if you know you cannot go in front of your partner and do it, say it, or even be in that situation, whether it, because sometimes people say, well, I didn't do anything, I didn't say anything, but you were in the wrong situation, we're around the wrong people, then that can be a form of cheating. So anything that you wouldn't do in front of them is a form of cheating.
So is this like a sliding scale with women?
What do you mean?
Because you might just have a funny joke or something, and some female women, I'm sure they're women, may laugh.
Talk about flirting.
And then, not flirting. Flirting. You were just being funny in the moment. Mm-hmm. Just funny, doesn't have a gender.
Mm-hmm.
And you... get accused of something, or like you entertaining them. Like what you over here doing? They laughed. I just made a little joke and they laughed. So is that cheating?
Have you been accused with that form of cheating before? Because no. I have never heard somebody compare that to cheating.
Well, I just made a joke, but just like sometimes women believe men are entertaining women. Yes. Okay. And you could just be being nice.
Man, listen, I was
you
at
could
a,
just be
to CL's being point.
Cool. Be ready.
To CL's point, I was on the phone with a person I was dating.
Oh yeah. And, yeah. Yeah.
And I was and I was at the grocery store paying for something and had a jokey kind of reaction.
Yeah.
Don't be kiki-kiing with her.
Yep.
Why are you flirting with her? Huh?
Was it in a joking manner or was she serious?
No, she was serious.
How many, okay. How many women say that aren't not serious?
I've said it before, but I was joking.
No.
Oh, you meant it.
No, I didn't.
You meant it.
No,
you
I might didn't. Have been I mean, sometimes you, you have playful interactions with your partner. That's
I'd be,
the thing.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, oh, so we entertaining hoes now. That's what
see
we do.
That?
Yeah.
But we laugh, and but then he laugh, and I laugh, and we're like, so we're not going to come and entertain me?
He's literally laughing because you're laughing. He don't really want to laugh.
Oh yeah. My God.
Men have been getting bullied.
How do you know?
No. Oh, Lord, here we go.
Because I'm every man.
I knew it was coming.
No, no.
Her girl was getting rung up.
Bullying is wrong, and I'm tired of it.
She's with the cashier.
Shut up.
You're not going to be like, what's so funny? What's all of that?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything.
So is flirting a form of cheating to some people?
Yeah, is it?
I believe so.
I would say for men, yes, but not for women all the time. See, I just spun the room.
No, we're trying to figure out what you said. Okay.
Women, sometimes women have had to use their sexuality sometimes, and maybe not so much sexuality, to get out of situations, to get into situations.
Just in general
with men. And sometimes that's just a way to pacify the situation. Maybe the joke really wasn't that funny and you laughing, showing all your teeth. That ain't necessarily flirting. Y'all have used flirting as a diversion tactic. Maybe to get out a ticket. Maybe to get a discount. So you all kind of use, like when men flirt, it's kind of flirting because we trying to do something.
We use that pretty privilege.
Yeah.
I was about to say
she
that.
She was on the episode. Yeah. Pretty privilege.
It's just like
if a man off that top shelf
saw a woman like, hey, look at you. And you might be like, look at you. And you do a pirouette. That's flirting, but that ain't. Come on now, you got the right outfit. Like I'm killing them today. Y'all see me?
Yeah.
I think for some like
that ain't necessarily cheating to flirt to me.
It's a degree that your partner might be comfortable with some of it, because like flirting can be harmless, but
I think it's also
on some level it can be like you're doing a little bit too much. Like, yeah, you need to rein that in,
like in the sense of DMs. No, so,
well, yeah. That's not flirting. That's somebody
that's
trying
initiation.
To
that's conversation.
But that's entertaining, like you said. Yeah. Like but, just yeah. because she sent you hard eyes, you don't need to send hard eyes back.
Right.
You can you open need it up and open not. Up that conversation.
You can just open it up and not respond.
So is that flirting from the woman?
I'm saying like if a woman's trying to holler at you, you have a girlfriend, she's sending you DMs.
No,
like,
that never happened.
This is a hypothetical stance.
Yeah, hypothetical.
Never happened to you.
No, I don't get DMs. I not never anymore. Answered DM in my life.
Well, good.
I'm from a different era too, so
yeah.
CL's
not really like social media stuff like that. He don't really.
But I have a different reason why not.
Okay.
But I think it'd be a dude, and then I'd be 3% gay if I interact with him.
Only 3%.
Yeah, it depends on how much you interact. It can raise. It's adjustable.
All right.
And I don't want to do that because it might be a dude. Like you get catfished by a dude you've been kicking with a dude for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now where are you?
You know what? Yeah.
Let's question yourself.
Let's bring it back.
that is a thing. See? Yeah. Let's not act like it's not a thing.
They got a documentary on with that football player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got catfished.
Oh yeah. For Man years, Tateo. Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I mean.
Sorry, the cheating was the question.
Yeah. But I kind of threw it derailed. So I don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing about DMs. I don't know no texts. No.
But the question I have about that when people are attempting to cheat, I think doing it through someone's DMs is just the most retarded
it's proof.
Way
it's,
that you can
it's evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like why would you in any shape, form, or fashion leave evidence?
Oh, okay. 1 second here. So are we okay with flirting as being cheating?
I think it depends
on
the degree.
Or DMs in the flirting category.
Oh, no, I was just using that as an example.
She's using that example. But I'm sorry, I turned it into something else.
No, I didn't know. I was just asking. So flirting, DMing is flirting.
Flirting.
DM is cheating.
flirting and being friendly is different. So keep that in mind.
Initiating cheating. Yeah, that's an initiation. That's opening. Like you're liking the photos, you're liking the stories, you're commenting on certain stuff that nobody else can see because you want to have a private conversation with that person. So direct messaging, DMs, that is directly towards that person, nobody else can see it. Mm-hmm. If you just wanted to like the picture, you could have liked the picture. Yeah. If you wanted to leave a nice comment, you could have left a nice comment.
And they know that.
But women, y'all do that too. Because y'all be like, why you liking all these pictures? And why you liking all her pictures? And you got to comment on everything she posts?
Do you?
Cause what?
But why do you?
It sounds like a fair question.
But that's the thing.
What do you?
Hold on.
You
liked all her pictures. She said
it.
That means that she, in her mind, that was a little trigger because okay, Kay is beautiful. Mm-hmm. You didn't like all her pictures,
right?
But what, is if I, beautiful. But what if you didn't I, like all her pictures? But what I'm if I like, beautiful. But you didn't like all my
but
pictures?
But here's my rebuttal.
But you gonna like all
no,
hers.
No, here's my rebuttal. Mm-hmm. I like all of CL's pictures.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying.
But you work with CL. It's totally different. And we know you don't want nothing from CL.
How
so
is it
are you
different?
Putting CL on the same? Okay, are we putting CL on the same? Putting him on the same pedestal?
No, CL's my friend.
We're putting
that's
him at the same level. No, but I'm saying, if you're using him as a scenario, are we putting him on the same
no,
level?
I don't want him here.
No, okay. No. Are you putting him on the same level? No, I want you to answer yes or no. Mm-hmm. Are you putting him, during that scenario, are you putting him on the same level?
I already answered the question.
Say yes or no.
I already answered the question. I said CL is a
no, I said yes or no.
Than anybody else that I am.
No. But if you're using that to in comparison, are they on the same level?
No, they're not.
Okay, so don't use that then, because
no, why not? Okay,
are you I'm, seeking like are you attracted to CL?
No, in what are we talking about?
Same like, horse? You, like, so you can't about? Use that
no,
as a comparison.
You can't. Yeah. I can use. Okay, I can.
No, you
say,
can't.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. I'm liking.
That's
I
a
like
friend that you don't even
don't people,
like.
Here's a question. Don't people? Why do you post stuff on the?
You know
why
what?
Do you post on the internet?
It's the little smirk on your face.
Yeah.
Because y'all do this. Because y'all be like, y'all will have
you
something.
You comparing something that's not even comparable.
Yeah, you will make a broad generalization of, well, I like everybody pictures, but you know what I'm talking about. I ain't doing
you
this
know
with
your girl is not going to think you liking CL pictures is weird.
No.
You know she's not going
to
because
you're not even
that.
Attracted to CL.
Right.
What she's saying is, why do you have to like this woman's pictures? Why do you have to go on there every time she posts?
All
oh,
the time.
It's a heart see, underneath there, and your name is by it.
Now, here's the thing.
And then the curveball. Okay. You done stopped liking all my stuff. You don't watch my story
no
more.
Because then
he don't even follow his girl.
Here's, first off, I try not to do that.
Why? Yeah,
the person I'm with, I try not to follow him.
You don't want to see the subliminals.
I'm just, if you do that, then people start connecting dots and all kinds of
stuff.
Yeah,
all in your business.
Yeah, I just be, if you was my friend on Facebook or whatever, yeah, you had to have already been there.
Oh,
like, you can't be new and I added you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now it's new stuff happening. Nah, I can't do it, cuz. But my point there, see, I'm in that argument. If we was having that disagreement, I'm petty enough to pull out my phone and be like, see, I liked her picture. You ain't asked me about her. I liked her picture. You ain't like.
And you know what I would have done? I'd be like, oh, you said that? Hey, click on her page real quick. Oh, see, she posted 2 weeks ago. You didn't like that one, but let's go back to the girl that I just said. Every post.
And we would be just be
going
doing that.
Back and forth.
We would just be doing that.
And we can do
forth.
It all night if you want to. We gonna stay up. You gonna be sleepy, and I am too. But I'm gonna get this point across.
And I'm just that petty to stay up.
So does social media make cheating worse?
Yes.
Yes.
It made people more accessible.
I mean, not for you, CL. You're the one exception.
But for example,
it made people more accessible.
I don't understand why you can't be friends with the person that you're dating more. I get what you're saying, but I think it's deeper than that.
Tell me
why. I think it's because you don't want her to see you liking somebody else all the time. You not, don't
no,
want her
you,
to see
you
the
forgot,
comments.
You missed the point.
You don't
I said.
Want to see the comments on hers.
No, you missed the point I said.
Mm-hmm.
I said if we were already friends and following each other, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You really if think that's a valid point?
No. If it's somebody new, no, I'm not doing that.
Why? Yeah, 9 times out of 10, though, the first thing people do when they, even if it's someone new that wasn't in your life before, is a social media follow on some platform.
Yeah, and I'm not subscribing to that.
I mean, that's cool. I just see a pattern with a lot of guys. It's like, I usually try to date men who aren't that active on social media. And if they are, they got a purpose for being up there.
Like they have a business or something.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I see the pattern, even with those men I have dated, where, oh my God, you heart eye emojis, everything. You know what I'm saying? Before we get together or when we're first starting out. And then afterwards, it's crickets. So if it's that type of situation, and then I start noticing, because I'm not a digger. Like, if you cheating, I'm going to find out. Like,
yeah, it's going to come to you.
But
if I start seeing you liking all these other women pictures and stuff, and you heart eyeing, commenting, or you know, you DMing on the sly or whatever, I might look over one day and you in your DMs and texting her, talking to somebody, like, it's gonna make me question.
Well, can I play devil's advocate then?
Sure.
Why a man might not want to follow you?
Why?
He's protecting you.
Okay, moving along.
I want to hear it.
Protecting you from everything that comes with dating him.
CL has a point.
Okay. Hate, which is what?
Hate.
You lost me a little bit.
Which is what?
Hate.
Hate?
Yeah, no.
No, I think I know where he's going, and that's why I made that face.
I think
she said, oh, you lost her. He didn't lose me, but I think I knew where you were going, because people come with a past.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he may not be, he may not have had a great past, he might be a great person in the present, but he may not have had a great past. So if he follows you, he knows the type of exes he has.
Well, maybe he has an ex who just, he did her completely wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to tell the next one.
And or
he was absolutely wrong, 100%.
Yeah, or you know, it's several of them.
Do you want that?
That can happen outside of social media, though.
Well, if I'm,
and you shouldn't be in connection with that woman anymore.
No, she reaches out to you.
But like you got people that literally will have a friend of a friend of a friend that'll come find you
because
he did her homegirl wrong like years.
Oh, y'all got those friends.
And that's inevitable. But
no, not everybody. But you know what it is to comment? I'm coming to you as a woman.
Yeah. And so I see what he's saying, but he's trying to protect you from it. But at some point, you can't protect her from it.
Right.
Like if y'all in a relationship, she's going to get hit. Yep.
So y'all would prefer a man not protect you?
We're preferring us to have communication ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if something happens, I am already aware.
Oh, you
already prepared.
Yes.
Before.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, so I'm sorry. That's not your favorite thing to do.
I love listening. I'm not even a talker. I love listening.
But what she's saying is, let's say y'all started off as friends.
Okay.
And you all on my pictures, comment, you view my story all the time.
He's
and
wrong.
Now you finally get me.
He's wrong.
And and nothing.
All that stop.
But
you got the energy for other people. Yeah.
I'm agreeing.
Oh. Hey. I'm with them on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes they don't even be cheating, but it's just like, boy, you don't want to hype me up no more.
Right. What
but
happened?
I don't have to be your friend on social media. So
yeah,
I'm cool with that. I do understand that, because if I'm trying to get to know you, I don't want to deal with the problems of your past, because that can make me not like you no more.
True.
Because if you come with too much drama, especially drama I don't have, especially dramas I don't have, then I would be like, no, you're a whole problem.
But I'd rather know that sooner than later.
Yeah, like maybe you want to see that so you know.
Well, to be honest with you, we all come with a past.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't judge a person based off their past. So that's why
speak for yourself.
I wouldn't say judge, but assess how much I'm willing to actually.
He's a judge.
Yeah.
He's a judger.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, because say they were like that like 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but they actually, you know, grew up, matured.
Mm-hmm.
And we all tell people
and the girl's still mad?
Well, some of them.
Well, I mean, you got.
Salute that
like
king.
Like you said, you got people with a past.
Salute
I had a
that
guy,
king.
I had a guy. He had Instagram, but he hadn't been active on it in
she
years.
Over you
right?
in 10 years?
So when me and him started dating each other, he had all this stuff on his social media that he hadn't gotten rid of from years ago.
Right.
I'm just like, okay, I see the evolution of you as a person. And, you know, I see the kind of people that you used to follow or whatever, but it's fine. Like, I can move forward in the connection now. Now, granted, that was a choice I actively made based off me knowing what I was getting myself into.
And some people have kids with people, so you can't just say, oh, you know, 10 years and she ain't over. Yeah, she ain't over. She's stuck with you.
Yeah, they stuck.
You got the kid?
Oh, God.
You don't got sitting
No, he didn't say that.
I gave you the relationship prize. Like,
not prize.
It's not a prize to have a kid.
Okay.
All
right.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. Okay.
I mean, it ain't right.
It's definitely not right. Okay. Oh, my God. But it's cheating. Okay, so what form of cheating, Kay? I'm going to go to you.
What
form
up?
Of cheating have you seen, which was the worst form of cheating, whether you were in it, you did it, or someone did it to you?
Oh, child.
Or you just saw it.
Oof. Because I'm okay. Throw myself out here like this. Well, when I first got cheated on, it was more physical. I knew that the man was emotionally invested in me, and he was physically cheating just because he could. Like, that was as simple as it was. Like, he wanted to have social status, and so he was listening to the people around him, and he decided that, hey, I'm going to live this kind of lifestyle. That didn't work out in his favor.
Mm-hmm.
I have also seen emotional cheating and experienced it too. and been a perpetrator of it myself, where it's just like, it's no actual physical mm-hmm. interactions or, you know, sexual connections or whatever happening. But maybe you're talking to somebody about something that you should be talking to your partner about. Maybe mm-hmm. you are having yeah, another mm-hmm. level of intimacy with a person outside of your relationship mm-hmm. that is not fair for your partner, or you're giving that emotional availability that you should give to your partner. So right.
That's cheating.
Mm. Yeah, cheating. Definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like you said, CL, if you have a woman, she's with you, why does she need to have those talks or invest with that male friend? She has you.
She shouldn't. Right. Y'all, but y'all disagree.
No, not on that level. Hold on. Not on that level.
What are you saying, y'all? Because we didn't disagree
on that.
Okay. Oh, didn't disagree. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to withdraw. I have to withdraw my y'all.
Yeah, you got to, because I said I distance myself from friends. Okay. Hey, shoot. I'm an introvert anyway. Introvert, extrovert is weird. Yes. I go out and I have fun, but I can have fun by myself.
Okay.
Introvert.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amnivert?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm reading a really good book about introversion. Anyway.
Okay.
Kate be making up stuff.
Yeah.
No, she don't. I heard it. I just couldn't remember what it was.
I swear I be making up stuff. All right.
Amy tried to come to her aid.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah. Anywho. Legs. Okay. On to you.
I think it's kind of like what you said. Men are simple, right?
Yeah.
So my...
Very simple. I'm simple.
Okay. So the worst form of cheating I experience is... you know, somebody emotionally cheating on you, meaning you're doing stuff different now. I notice it. You make me feel like I'm delusional and I'm crazy, like I don't notice these things. When you know you are stepping outside the relationship, but you're going to make me feel like I'm just...
It's you.
Exactly. And it's just, that's the worst. So when I got cheated on, that's what it was. I noticed he was acting different, acting funny, and then I got proof.
What?
That's like the generic way for men to sit there and like validate their cheating.
What do you mean what is different?
The routine, the pattern.
The routine that they created. We didn't even create this routine.
Isn't this gentleman allowed to change?
No, men are simple. Men, okay, look. Most of them have a routine already. And when you get invited into their space, they keep that routine. As soon as it switches up, something's up.
Well, can he grow? He met you.
Yeah, he can grow. But for you to sit there and be like, oh, you don't like getting up in the morning, you're not a morning person. And then all of a sudden, now you're up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You got to go to the gym every day at 5 o'clock in the morning. You got to be there. You got to be present.
We was rabbits when we first started and throughout the relationship. But all of a sudden, I ain't really that much of a sexual
tired.
Person.
Working late. I'm sleepy. Wow.
Where that come
when
from?
When is a man sleepy for sex? Like, is that even a thing?
I think the biggest tell that y'all might not realize is, you know, on the topic of sex, men will start using the moves that work with another woman on the woman that they're with. And I'm just like...
Oh, she's spilling the secrets now.
Yeah, it must be.
I'm like, what? I've
only had that happen to me one time, and we stopped.
Mm-hmm. Why can't a king change?
No, it's not change. It's the fact that you evolution, went out and... What she's saying, is totally evolving. Different. What she's saying is he went out and had sex with another woman, and he came home and tried the same moves with you. He ain't never did before.
He tried to spice it up. He found out he liked that move.
He cheated.
He was replicating that, and
I ain't gonna lie. That happened to me. I said, "Well, hold up.
Where does this swirl move come from?
Right.
So he got to keep it the same way. So he got to stay the same way.
No, ain't nobody saying that.
It's just too drastic of a change.
It was a buildup. Like a lot of times, if there's a question that your partner is cheating, it's different things that you notice, whether it be in the sex, whether it be in the emotional connection, the patterns, the routine,
their attitude.
It's a lot that goes into it, and then overall, the energy
to this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It went phone up, phone down.
The communication.
It went to, oh, why are you looking in my phone?
Yeah, I'm bad
at
my phone.
Well, I can't text other people. Why are you so defensive, sir? Because if you weren't doing nothing in the phone, it wouldn't matter if I look or not.
And they start getting paranoid with you and your connections.
Yeah,
because they're doing wrong.
Now your phone is blowing up. Well, who texting you?
Mm-hmm. A king, if that's what you want to call it. Mm-hmm. He can change.
But I'm
not talking about in a grow way. You're talking about growth. We're talking about, this is how you usually do things. And now that I'm coming at you noticing a difference, you putting it on me like, what's up with you? Why you know, you're making me delusional. Well, like, you're making me think that it's just nothing when you know it's something.
I think sometimes men feel attacked. Just work with me here. They feel attacked. And it's all about, like, it's kind of like the feds.
Mm-hmm.
The feds build a case and then they hit you.
You know y'all us the fans.
Yes,
like,
yes.
When oh, you y'all could, are definitely
when the you could have just you could have just started and said, "Well, I'm noticing this." You got 650 files.
What makes you think women don't do that? What makes you think there's some women that don't do that? I'm not the fans. I'm not about to do no whole investigating, baby.
I don't go looking for
trouble. I'm going to ask you once I notice something.
I didn't say looking, but you are taking notes. Like, oh.
Because
oh, you I noticeable. And when you wait. To CL's point, is not when you first notice the first thing. Yeah. It's when you notice.
Because the first thing might be a preference to your point. Yes. The first thing might be, oh, he started getting up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym just because. I'm not finished. Just because that's something that he wants to build inside his routine. But then when I notice, okay, now his sex drive is low. He doesn't touch me that much anymore. His phone is down.
To the gym.
His cologne
you're gonna
is
sweat at the
once
gym.
Once I start noticing certain stuff, mm-hmm. now when I call you a certain time, you're not available. Once that stuff and I bring it up, I'm bringing you, hey, I noticed these different behaviors.
Well, maybe
not just one, but all of
you
these.
Get the Barbara Shirley message, and you were right all along.
Maybe he was just reading Dr.
Umar.
Or
sometimes you don't even get the Barbara Shirley message. Y'all get the ultimate message.
What? What's that? I think I know what you about this.
The ultimate message is your pH balance gets knocked off.
I knew you was gonna say that.
It's all the way off.
Where
and y'all can't lie on that.
I don't know.
Let me tell you something. Women
know their body.
We know our body. It don't switch like that.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
It don't switch like
especially,
that. Something has to happen. You either have a little one inside of you,
mm-hmm.
or you got some man going inside of two different or three different or four different women
yep.
going in and out of you.
Fact.
And you knocked your pH balance off because he's dealing with Deborah down the street.
Bringing different stuff.
And oh, he messing with Sheila too. And Barbara wanted to talk to you one day, but you didn't even have time.
Okay, I have a question. This is an ignorant question. Okay.
What's the ignorant question?
But if he uses condoms, is it still?
It does. Okay, first of all, a lot of people don't know this, but in 2022, I want a lot of y'all males to know and listen. It doesn't matter if you use a condom if you still have oral sex unprotected.
Yep.
Okay. So even if you go down on a woman.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying none of that don't happen. I was just asking because I didn't know. I don't practice okay. cheating.
Yeah.
Why is you slowly backing out of this room?
It came to me kind of like I knew, but I really didn't. I didn't even think of oral.
So a lot of people don't even realize that. So when you went down on one person and then you went down on another person.
I don't understand how oral
and that bacteria is different.
That bacteria is different.
Bacteria.
And to be honest with you, the human mouth.
I mean, the rules of cheating have changed.
Listerine can't clear that.
No, the human mouth is the nastiest place on the planet.
Yeah.
It's the look it up. The human mouth is a nasty.
I'm not looking at it. I don't want that in my search history.
But it's not even that. It's
no, I'm not looking at it.
Like, you can wash something off of your, you can't wash an STD or STI off, but you can wash bacteria off of yourself. It is hard to get bacteria out of your mouth. There's so many nooks and crannies. It can get underneath your gums. It can get in between your teeth.
Your fingernails.
So, yeah, it can. You don't even brush your tongue right. So when you, why you made that face? When you don't even brush your tongue right, but then you went and had sex with another person the next day and you transferred that bacteria in your mouth, even if it was a small amount, to her.
So you can get caught cheating chemically?
Like,
I mean, but that makes a lot of sense.
It
because
makes sense. Once a
woman, because like with her partner, usually her pH balance changes when she first gets her partner, and then it steadies out.
Because that's the only person she's having sex with.
Mm-hmm. It steadies because your body is getting used to him.
Yeah.
But as soon as he has sex with another person, it goes
off.
He
throws yours off because that's a different body inside of.
It could be anything. Like, most of the time, it's thrown off and it's basically a yeast thing.
Yeah, yeast
and
or yeast. A smell or something.
Smell.
Yeah, you got to go to the doctor and get it checked out.
You be like, they be like, you have a yeast infection. Well, how?
Men think
I didn't change my detergent. I didn't do anything different. And nothing's changed.
Soap.
And most women have a routine when it comes to down there.
Yeah.
Like, they have a brand.
Okay.
All I'm saying is, even with a man, you wearing a condom, y'all don't notice this. Like,
yeah.
But when you're entering a woman, it throws stuff off if you're doing different things.
If you're doing
different
things
with
different
bodies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, with different women.
Can y'all do me a favor?
So you just gotta listen.
You would've flipped the script.
No, can y'all just direct some of these questions that you said? I am overwhelmed.
Yo, you asked.
But I literally didn't know. So, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, and so, like, to be honest with you, I caught a lot of people in a lie just because my pH went out.
Same. That's That's how I call my ex.
And here's and the other thing. I got the, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I ain't been doing nothing. I think it's just your insecurities.
I think it's just your insecurities.
I think it's that you're projecting onto me. Like, no, sir. No.
And here's the other one that, you know, I'm going to get pushback from CO for. My brujas out there.
Okay.
You know, when I have a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it tell me everything I need to know. And I'm just be like, all
right. You'll ask questions because you dream.
Not initially, but I'll start looking at your behaviors. And like, you know, so for the one time I got physically cheated on that I know of, I'm pretty sure it probably happened.
Yeah.
But for the one time that I physically got cheated on, it started with behaviors, a dream. And then I started noticing attitude changes and everything else. And I'm like, okay, at this point, I'm asked the question.
So you three women are telling me that maybe not y'all got cheated on. Just somebody y'all know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure every last time.
This is how y'all come up with he's cheating. The pH balance, the change in behavior.
That's not good enough evidence for you.
pH balance.
You know what? I
feel
really,
like we gotta catch him in the egg.
I
gotta sit here and watch you like raw dog is another person.
I think that's what men think.
I get what you're saying, CL, because it's not that I already think, oh, this person is cheating on me. It's enough evidence for me to go ahead and ask that question. If you tell me no, it's a no.
Let me tell you something.
Until you find out.
Until I find out for sure.
But the investigation is still open.
It's not really an investigation. I mean, it's things I've noticed that
we never went to trial. So, it's still open because we never went to trial. Once we go to trial and you're found innocent, that's cool. I ain't going to bring it up no more. But if you're found guilty, then you can hit the door and take the slut with you.
And like you said, the pH thing, as soon as we go to the doctor, the first question our doctor asks us, did you tell your partner? Has your partner done something? So that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's
something
had to change. They
ask you how y'all many sexual partners. Y'all would know if y'all would go. I actually just went recently because, you know, we got to get our annual pap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so. Because
we care about our life.
Going. I don't know. Okay.
Yo, she just hushed. Anyway.
Yo, she's been quiet for a minute. Y'all date women.
Yeah. Okay. So let me tell you something. When they go get that annual, even if they don't get an annual, some women get checked regularly just because they don't trust y'all. And so when they go in there, they ask them, have you had the same partner?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they ask them, has anything changed between you and that partner?
Yep.
They ask them, do you know if that partner has gone out of, you know, the relationship, or has that partner had sex with anyone else?
Okay, see, the reason I did not know this is because I haven't have a PAPS. I haven't.
Well, you mean, you can go get your prostate.
My prostate is with the Lord.
He doesn't want nobody sticking nothing in it.
My prostate is fine. The Lord told me in a dream.
Because y'all got pH balance.
It was good.
No.
And he said my pH balance.
Y'all pH balance be off forever.
No, 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 sir. We are not going to disrespect her like that. Don't sit there and say my in a dream. No, like, don't do that.
It came
just
to me.
Because y'all don't get checked. Last time y'all got checked was probably what? High school physical?
Okay.
I'm just saying, men do not go to the doctor like they should.
That's fair.
Pew, pew, pew.
That's fair.
That's fair.
I'm
loving this episode.
Okay, but I'm going to say this, and then I have a question for y'all.
He's quiet over there. He's been quiet for 10 minutes.
I have a real question.
What's up?
Did Malcolm not have a dream?
Oh my God.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
I just wanted y'all to know.
It was Martin, but okay.
Yeah, Martin or Malcolm.
Yeah, Martin.
Yo, we really do got to start recording a video because y'all should have seen the way Lace got Sia, and then Yoshi was like, I'm glad it's not me.
I didn't know.
Glad it's not me.
That isn't my case, but I would probably say I don't go to the doctor as regularly, but I do go at least once a year.
Yeah.
Well,
but
aside from that, though. So. How have you, if either one of you men, gentlemen on the show,
no,
have you ever, if you ever been cheated on, what are the signs that you either in the moment or look back now have found out?
Because like y'all say, you know, y'all sit there and say women investigate and they do all this extra stuff. So if she's doing all that extra stuff with you, don't you think that she's real careful in how she conducts herself and her day-to-day basis to make sure you wouldn't know?
Well, first of all,
you're being too loud.
I'm just saying.
I've never checked.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel personally, now this is just my own personal belief, if I have to question it, I just break up.
Whoa.
That is bad, but I have to
I
say,
understand what I you're saying.
It's protect me at all costs.
Yeah.
So no, I don't, I, no, if it's just a loss, it's just a loss.
No, you said
if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
You sat there and said, because she had a dream, you judging her, but you going up based off of, oh, if I have a question it. If I have to break up, but not a question, that's not stupid. If I have to question you
question about your whereabouts, if you supposed to be you supposed to be at salon A, but you said you went to your, you told me you was getting your hair done, you supposed to, you got a regular salon, but you went to Peach's house.
Peach's.
And then it's all night. And then Wait a minute.
Why he pointed over here?
Not that way. Because I figure Peaches lives this way.
That's not where. Okay. Wasn't that finger at me though?
No.
So her routines have now changed.
No, yes. You just lied. And
that's what you said.
Okay.
Or you know, somebody. I did have this before one time.
Yeah.
And I broke up with this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
We were dating. She liked to go out. I don't go out. I don't party, drink, smoke, none of this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she would go out.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this dude gave her a ride home.
You broke up with her for that?
Yeah.
How long were y'all together?
I mean, protect your boundaries, 11,
King. 12 months.
Okay, yeah, she wrong for that.
Well, I mean, I don't care if she was. I didn't really care if I was right or wrong.
She could have called you.
I was uncomfortable.
She could have called you.
She also could have rode home with the people.
Yeah, she left with. Right, yeah.
And, side note, she had too many whore friends for me.
You know what?
According to her,
I'm
everybody's
saying,
a hoe. But
saying,
you run it with
I'm
this
not
your girl.
Saying that,
but,
that
is, yeah.
But a lot of men use look. That in a women's stance with all their homeboys.
All their homeboys
and be the biggest hoes.
But my homeboy been a hoe since he was 13. So I know
and
him.
Her homeboys probably was a hoe since they was 13.
I'm
too.
Not gonna tell you my friends is hoes.
You don't have to. We know.
We
that's
see
your
it.
Assumption. You they will
probably
never
date when our homegirl.
Yes, they will never come to court and say he told me that. Y'all will tell y'all whole friend. I'm like, yeah.
But what? To be honest,
I don't call my friends hoes.
I'm just saying whole friends. I'm talking about friends who are hoes.
I hang out with a lot of respectable women. I am not a
then
part of this
hoes.
Conversation.
Well, I'm not saying
all
now,
of my friends out there
younger.
That listen to Just Got Laid podcast, and they're going to listen to this and their show as well on relationship status. Aleah did not call you a hoe.
Well, even
y'all I just said wonderful. Whole friends. These friends are
no,
known hoes.
Even back to your Birds of a Feather episode, I don't believe that too much of the hype that whoever you surround yourself with. Like, if I have a diverse collection of friends, I just have a diverse collection of friends. But if you say everybody, I don't know.
But
like,
that's not a diversity. That's birds of flocking together.
Okay, let me maybe her club crew.
Yeah.
She always had a story about she left with this dude, this, that. I'm just, okay. Oh, cool.
But you broke up with her for their stories?
No. I broke up with her because she... This dude gave her a ride home.
Okay. You broke up with her for inconsideration.
No, I broke up with her because she rode home with this dude.
And that was inconsiderate to her relationship with you.
She rode with that dude. You shouldn't have been in the car at all. I didn't even go that far. That's enough.
She broke a principle. I
that's
get
enough.
That. Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's
though.
Enough for me.
So it wasn't that you suspected her cheating so much that she was inconsiderate in her actions.
Well, let me take that back because I've never really broken up with a girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was you
I just stopped dealing. I just kind of stopped dealing with her.
You
ghosted her.
I didn't ghost her.
Ooh, Yoshi.
I just changed.
No, he just,
I changed the method in which I was dealing with her. At one point, she was a higher priority.
He didn't you demoted her.
Yeah, she got demoted. But her
did you have a conversation?
Did she know
with
she
her?
Got demoted?
She knew it changed.
No. Did you have a conversation? A
at that time, I wasn't in conversation mode. I didn't know to have
so,
a conversation.
So wait,
but
wait,
I was
wait,
like,
wait.
Okay.
That's
if that's the moves you're pulling.
Ghosting.
Well, in my time, it wasn't even
that's ghosting.
See, she is definitely wrong, but did you voice this to her over the course of the relationship that
I think,
or you just expected
today,
her to know that?
Today, I would. But at that age,
she should have known.
You violated.
Pause. Hold on.
You violated.
I'm not discussing nothing with you. No, hold on. I don't disagree with you for breaking up with her. I just feel like you should have told her why.
Yeah.
Now, you get into another person's car
again?
When you left with the person.
One second. I didn't know better.
No. I'm just saying.
I just did what I was equipped
saying,
to
like,
do. I don't know what to do.
I'm saying you're not wrong. You shouldn't even had. You can still break up with her in today's time.
Yeah,
like I would because first of all, you didn't even leave with them, and you don't know what he could have took you anywhere.
Yep. Oh.
So and just like that girl that got raped, and then they was like, oh, because
I can't go that far. You just rolled in a new car. I ain't like that.
No. But the girl went to a bar. He told her not to go to. He said he didn't feel comfortable with her going. She went. She lied. I think she went out anyway and went to the bar. She got raped. Mm-hmm. And so he broke up with her because he was like, I told you not to go.
Yeah.
And everybody judged him.
That's
I think you got
my hands off of that.
I think you got to be there.
That's
for her.
That's a little bit too confident.
Yeah,
and you have to walk away slowly that, from that.
Walk yeah. away slowly.
Yeah. If somebody just got raped, I don't think that's going together.
I'm sorry to all the rape.
But I'm just saying, like, why if you're in a relationship and he's telling you, you know what a person's comfortable with, and he was not going to be comfortable with you driving home in a car with another man when you left with a bunch of women.
I was like, I didn't know you was riding with nobody, but she thought it was okay to tell me. It suddenly just brought her home.
Was she trying to get you jealous?
You disrespected me by telling me that. She kept that to yourself.
Yeah. Was she drunk?
She wasn't drunk
she
the next day.
She probably trying to get under your skin.
Get some attention, especially if you didn't go out with her. She probably was looking for something. I never went out with her, but she got the attention.
So back to the point of why people cheat. She got a lot of free time.
What Yoshi said earlier is like, you know, a lot of people have a void or something that they're trying to fill when it comes to cheating. And I really wholeheartedly believe that men and women cheat for the same core reasons. They might go about it differently. They might speak about it differently. But ultimately is either something within themselves, something within their relationship that causes them to try to seek outside validation and comfort and everything.
Well, you know what? It's been great and it's been long.
Mm-hmm.
And this conversation can go on for days. So I think me and Lex, we got to make an executive decision right now.
Yeah, I think it's... No.
Tell them. We got to chop this.
I think it's best, you know, we make this a part two, a little series, so we can continue the conversation, just not as long.
Yeah, so if y'all want to hear part two of this wonderful conversation on cheating, tune in next week.
See you there.